Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, November the 17th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. And I want to thank the listener who sent the link to the decision in the case to involving Robert Landon. And if you just tuned in, hopefully this brings an end to that particular saga. Former city auditor Robert Landon, who resigned back in October. At this particular point, the special prosecutor who was appointed from Crawford County has said that there doesn't need to be any charges at this particular point filed, as I read the article here. No criminal charges should be charged out of this never-ending saga. So there you go. That's how that all ticks out. Now to move on to more cheery stuff. Okay, let's see. What else do we got going on here? Oh, I gotta thank the veterans. Yesterday, there was a card that showed up here to the station. I'm not sure who or when it was brought, but it's a beautiful card. On the front of the card, it says Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States, and it says thank you. And inside it says, Scott, thank you for the Voices of Veterans program. It was great. From all of us veterans, Dick, Julie, Randy, and Richard. I really do thank them for coming in. They really made that program great, and I appreciate the card from the veterans. A very, very good group of people. And in hearing those stories last week was really something. So I appreciate that quite a bit, and I thank all of our veterans, not just the ones who were in the studio, but all who have participated in any war to help keep us safe here in this country. And, you know, I love that people still do this. I love that people still send thank you cards. I wish I was better at sending thank you cards and things of this nature. I appreciate that they did that, and we will put that on our wall here at the station. So thank you to the veterans, and thank you for sending that card. Okay, we did the Geraldo bit this morning with the big update, by the way. I hope you got the big update in regard to the Geraldo information. We talked about a big day on this program tomorrow. We talked about, I've been talking all week about this wassailing punch that Angie picked up for me at Trader Joe's on Sunday, I believe it was. Well, I brought it in today because I thought I could bring it in today without having any trouble. And here's what it is. It's still cold here this morning. Trader Joe's Winter Wassail Punch, an effective beverage blend of apple, black currant, and lemon juices from concentrate infused with holiday spices and orange peel. Now, on the side here, it says, shake well before serving, refrigerate after opening, to enjoy served chilled over icy or warmed on a stovetop. Okay, so you can do it that way. And on the back, a wassail is an old English drink accompanied by rituals believed to influence a plentiful apple harvest in the following year. It has evolved to become a mulled beverage made with spices and served in a large communal bowl, frequently served at social gatherings during Yuletide. Although the ways of the communal bowl might have disappeared, we encourage the holiday ritual of serving wassail hot or cold to family and friends. So I've got a big thing of wassail punch here that maybe I'll put out next Thursday on Thanksgiving, and everybody can have a drink of wassail punch and enjoy themselves and the holiday. Now, I don't know what it means for people who don't have apple harvests, but I've got the wassail punch, and I thank Angie for that. Now, do you think it's better hot or cold? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Do you think this wassail punch would be better hot or cold? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would the wassail punch be better hot or cold? I'll talk to Glenn about this next hour as well. I'm sure he's had a few wassails in his day. I like traditions like that. Although, the figgy pudding, I still don't know about. Does anybody know what figgy pudding exactly is? I wish I knew. Like I said, last week I have the belief that it's probably what's inside of a Fig Newton. And there's your pudding. Now, I don't know if anything else is added to it, but I believe that's probably what it is. Although I don't know. If anybody knows, give me a buzz. Should I drink this wassail punch hot or cold next week? Now, somebody's got to have an opinion out there. People have opinions on just about everything else. So somebody out there in our listener land has had to have had some wassail punch or thought about drinking it hot or cold. 740-383-9944. Or do you have any thoughts on Marion City Schools lifting their mask mandate coming up on, I don't have the, well, it's the first Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday, I guess, is when that will happen. The things that go on. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about here this morning? Oh, does anybody else have anything to add to the Lady Justice story? That's always very interesting. That's been a big thing here the last couple days, and I think there's a nice article in the paper. I don't know if it'll be today or tomorrow. I'm not sure how that runs anymore. When it appears online, I'm not really sure when it appears in the paper, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But look for that article on Lady Justice. I think it'll be a nice article in the newspaper. Oh, here's something I haven't talked about. Now, a few days ago, Jeannie Evers came across this cookbook, and it's called Holiday Cheers Number 3 Recipe Book. And I don't know what year this was put out. Let's see if there's a copyright in this book. It's a nicely put together book. I'm not sure what year it was put out. I'm looking for a copyright here. Don't really see a copyright. In any event, basically what was done here was recipes were put together by all kinds of different people, basically radio and television people all across the state of Ohio. Now, there are a few recipes in here I'm going to give you right now because I think you'll recognize the people. Now, this one, when I pulled this open, I knew this was just going to be trouble. Jimmy Crumb's Party Casserole is in this book. Now, you know, I don't, and there's a picture of Jimmy Crumb in here, by the way. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions on anybody at this particular point, but I don't think Jimmy Crumb ever cooked anything in his life. I just don't believe this. But it's Jimmy Crumb's Party Casserole. Maybe I'll have this made up over the holiday. Okay, here. Does anybody want to know the recipe for Jimmy Crumb's Party Casserole? I can give it to you here. You know, it's quite a recipe. Because it's got some sauce over top of it here. But also in this book, you got Jimmy Crumb's Party Casserole. And then we've also got some other people who we've talked about here on the station. We've got Colleen Marshall. Colleen Marshall's Maureen's Merry Mix. How about that? Maureen's Merry Mix. Now, I can give you this. This is very quick. Now, this is Colleen Marshall's recipe. 1 can of Hawaiian punch, 1 can pineapple chunks, half a jar of maraschino cherries, one small can of frozen orange juice, one small can of frozen lemon juice, one quart ginger ale, one container of sherbet, and one tray of ice. Now, those are the ingredients that you need. Now, the directions are very simple. Combine all of the ingredients except for the ice and sherbet. Refrigerate to chill. Add the ice and sherbet before serving. That's Colleen Marshall's Merry Mix. And it's from her sister Maureen. I guess it's called Maureen's Merry Mix, but it's Colleen Marshall's recipe here. Now, I'll give you this again. One can of Hawaiian punch, one can pineapple chunks, half a jar of maraschino cherries, one small can of frozen orange juice, one small can of frozen lemon juice, one quart ginger ale, one container sherbet, one tray of ice. Combine all the ingredients except for the ice and the sherbet. Refrigerate and chill. Add the ice and sherbet before serving. So there's a nice holiday mix for you. All right, that's from Colleen Marshall. Now, of course, another very important person in this book, and there are a lot of people in this book, but we cannot not go by this one. Our friend Charlie Evers is in this book with a recipe. How about this? Now, he's in the desserts category, so apparently this is a dessert. This is the recipe for Charlie's strawberry pineapple punch. Now, I knew Charlie Evers for a long time. And to be honest with you, it kind of falls in the Jimmy Crumb category. I never knew Charlie. Now, I know he made barbecue stuff. And I know he was the pork king at one point or something like that in Ohio. And I know Jeannie did most of the cooking around that house. So I'm wondering if this is really Jeannie's recipe. Because I never heard of Charlie making a punch. And we had many, many get-togethers here at the station on anniversaries and at Christmas time. Charlie never said, "Hey, Scott, let me make the punch." But here's Charlie's punch recipe. If you ever want to make the Charlie Evers strawberry pineapple punch, it's not too difficult. 2 packages of strawberry Kool-Aid, 46 ounces of pineapple juice, 1 or 2 bottles of ginger ale, apparently ginger ale's in everything, 2 cups of sugar, and 46 ounces of water. That's all you need. You might have that stuff in your cupboard right now. Mix all of the ingredients together, excluding the ginger ale. Chill until ready to use. Add the ginger ale before serving. For decoration, float strawberries 1 pint. Also, to make a punch ring, make the punch a day ahead and freeze in a ring mold. Do not add ginger ale to the mold. I know Charlie did not make this. This is one I am almost positive that because honest to goodness, in all the years I knew Charlie Evers, he would not say, "For decoration, float strawberries in a punch." That would be the last thing on his mind, would be decorating a punch for the holiday season. I just don't see that. I think this is Jeannie's recipe, or he got this somewhere else. I just don't see that. And I love Charlie. Everybody knows I love Charlie. But I don't see this happening. Also, to make a punch ring, make the punch a day ahead and freeze it in a ring mold? I don't know. Doesn't sound right to me, but that's Charlie Evers' strawberry pineapple punch, which I have never tasted, by the way. Never gave me a sip of his strawberry pineapple punch. Does anybody think Charlie made this? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Now, I'm not saying he wasn't asked to put a recipe in this book as a well-known radio personality. But I just don't see him making this. He might have. He might have. I don't know. I could be wrong. 740-383-9944. Heaven knows it wouldn't be the first time I've been wrong about something. But I, you know, when we got to that part about decorating this punch with strawberries, I just don't see that out of Charlie. Now, you know what's funny about this book is that on the opposite page that Charlie's recipe is on is another man from WMRN at that time that nobody liked. And I'm talking about nobody liked. I don't want to say any names at this point, but nobody liked this guy. So I'm not even going to say his name. But he had a recipe in here as well. So apparently if you sent your recipe in, you just got it in, I guess. That's the way it goes. So Charlie Evers Strawberry Pineapple Punch. Hey, there you go. Mix that up on the hot... You know, maybe we'll make some of that around here at the holiday time. Doesn't look too difficult. Two packages of strawberry Kool-Aid. 46 ounces of pineapple juice. One or two bottles of ginger ale. One cup sugar. And 46 ounces of water. I'm trying to think of how that would taste. How do you think that would taste? I don't know. Nice little dessert, I guess. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say? And I know darn well that this Jimmy Crumb party casserole, I truly don't know about the Charlie Evers fruit punch. I mean, I don't think he did that. I really don't think he made it. Maybe it was his mother's recipe or Jeannie's recipe, but I'll tell you something for sure. I know Jimmy Crumb was not in the kitchen cooking anything. I met Jimmy Crumb. I've had to rethink my situation with Jimmy Crumb. But I know darn well that Jimmy Crumb did not make any party casseroles in his life. Just no way in this world. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, did you go by and see the Lady Justice up there?
You know, I did. Looks nice. Nice and gold.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
so what do you think of it?
Well, I think it's good. I think it's nice that she's back up there, and I think that it was nice that people got to go down there yesterday, and I think it's nice. I just think that in 1980, you know, she had been missing for 28 years, and it was kind of a big show when they put her back up. And yesterday, it was nice, but, you know, I mean, they took her down, they cleaned her, they put her back up. I just think there was more drama involved back in 1980.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for the holidays, Scott? Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I have the Thanksgiving get-together at my house, and I've had two disasters when it comes to Thanksgiving in the last, like 4 or 5 years. You know, one Thanksgiving, I about burned down the house. You know that story, don't you?
You don't know how to, you don't, you misjudged the bird or?
No, it was done. Now, I'll tell the story quick. Here's what happened. I think this was 2018. I had done Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was over and everybody had left. And I usually have dinner 4 or 5 at night. So everybody had left and I was putting up the Christmas decorations, which I normally do that night after everybody leaves, because I always come in here the next day and do a live show. So I'm putting up the decorations and also trying to clean up the dinner while I put up the decorations. And I had a self-cleaning oven at that time that I had never used. I'd never used the self-cleaning feature. Well, I had had the turkey in there that day, and I guess some of the juice had splashed over the side of the pan that the turkey was in. So I put the turkey in the oven, and I pulled it out. So I thought, well, hey, I'm just going to self-clean the oven instead of getting in there and clean it so I can put up the Christmas decorations. Well, I turn on the self-cleaner, and I'm over decorating the Christmas tree, and I look back over at the oven like 15, 20 minutes later, and I can see through the window on the oven that there are flames in the oven. And I think, oh, this is trouble. So I go over, and I did what you probably shouldn't do, but I didn't want the oven to explode. I opened the oven, And flames blew out of the oven, blew the door the rest of the way open. Big, dark, black clouds of smoke came out, and I had to call the police and fire to come out, and they had to bring the big fans and get the smoke out of the house, and I had to throw the oven away. The oven was ruined. It was all burnt up, and that was a mess. That was a Thanksgiving night. And then last year, I don't know what happened, but I bought the turkey, I think on Sunday. The week of Thanksgiving, I bought the turkey. And for some reason, I thought to myself, I'm going to thaw this thing out. So I put the turkey in the sink on Monday. Well, that's too early to put the turkey in the sink. So by the time Wednesday came around, I touched the turkey and I thought, you know, this turkey feels warm. That's not good. So I realized I put the... I don't know how I forgot the step about putting the turkey in the refrigerator. So, yeah. So basically, I ruined that turkey, and actually, on the night before Thanksgiving, I went back to the store, bought another frozen turkey, had to thaw it in the sink overnight and pray that it thawed out, and then cooked it. It turned out okay, but those were my two Thanksgiving disasters, and one happened last year. So I'm just hoping this year I have no disasters.
You know how you avoid that, right?
How's that?
With it splashing over and getting a mess in your stove.
How do you do that?
You put aluminum foil on the bottom.
Of the stove?
Yeah, and aluminum foil won't burn.
Oh, I didn't know. So if you cover the bottom of your stove in aluminum foil, you'll never have a fire.
Yeah, just put like a little sheet underneath there, underneath like your whatever you're cooking in there, and it'll right underneath where the turkey's sitting in, and if it splashes over, it'll just hit on the aluminum foil, and all you do is just roll the aluminum foil up and just throw it away.
Well, I'll have to try.
Well, me and my dad. My dad one time, he cooked ham and he mixed cinnamon sugar and butter, like, you know, to give a glaze to it, to the ham. And he put too much in it and the same thing happened to him as it overflowed and he didn't have that aluminum foil on the bottom there.
Yeah, well, I'll look into that. You know, heaven forbid I don't need that. In the last couple of years, that hasn't happened. Last year, I just thawed out the turkey wrong. Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready every year. Is there a certain turkey that you get, like tradition, like a, you know, like the honeysuckle or butterball or...
Not really. My turkey's pretty basic, too. You know, I just get a turkey big enough to feed who I think's going to be there, because it's usually a fairly decent-sized group, and I like to eat turkey leftovers. So I just try to get any turkey, and I don't put the stuffing inside of it. I cook the stuffing on the stove. Usually the things that I cook at my house, I cook the turkey, the stuffing, and the brown serve rolls. That's what I do. And then everybody else who comes makes the desserts and usually the potatoes and the vegetable. You know, it's kind of a potluck sort of thing. But the things I do at my house are the turkey, the stuffing, and the brown serve rolls.
Yeah, and see, I put the stuffing inside the turkey. And the turkey that I get, I don't know, but I'm just real, like, probably it's every year, like, I'm pretty, you know, I have good luck with the honeysuckle or whatever it's called out there at Walmart.
I get the ham
without the bone. I get the boneless ham because my kids, they love the boneless ham. They'll eat the crap out of the ham, but they'll let the turkey just sit there, but me and the adults won't eat the turkey.
Now I to be honest with you, I usually don't have a ham, although this year I think there is somebody who's coming who wants ham. But I really don't want to take on cooking the ham as well. So I might pass that off to somebody else. Let them do the ham.
Oh, it's easy cooking the ham. That boneless ham, you just slice it in half. But before, like you cut them in like little sandwich thin pieces. But before you slice it, you just put like toothpicks in, and you put like a cherry on, and then you put like your pineapples on there, and then you put the cinnamon like around and around there. Oh my God, it's awesome!
Delicious, huh?
Oh yeah. Her mom, my old lady's mom, she cooks it every year. Oh my God, it's so awesome.
Oh, very good. Well, now did you hear me reading these recipes off? I thought I'd read them off before the big Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I heard you.
Now, you don't sound very excited about that.
I heard you reading them off there, but that strawberry and lemonade pineapple punch sounded pretty good.
Now, do you really believe Charlie made that?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know. I just can't see it.
He never told you about it.
No, I never heard about it. I never heard.
Do you got a recipe that you made?
Do I? Well, I do the cottage cheese stuff. Do you like the cottage cheese stuff?
Oh, yeah, I love cottage. I'm the only one in the house that loves cottage cheese.
Well, here's a dessert. Everybody at your house will like you for this one. Here's my holiday dessert. What you do is you take, and this is very easy to make, you go to the store, and you just get a regular-sized tub of cottage cheese, you get a regular-sized tub of Cool Whip, and you get whatever type of Jell-O you want, strawberry, lemon, whatever. Sugar-free is probably the best. Buy those three things. Come home, dump all the contents of the cottage cheese package into a bowl, dump all the contents of the Cool Whip into the bowl, and the powder, don't make the Jell-O, just take the powder and dump it in there. And then you mix all that together until the Jell-O dissolves, and the concoction will turn it the color of whatever you've, if it's cherry or strawberry, it'll be red, if it's a lemon, it'll be yellow, if it's orange, it'll be orange. And you mix all that together, and you serve that cool, after cooling it for about an hour in your refrigerator, and that is a delicious dessert. And if you are not diabetic and you want to add some sugar to it, dump a can of fruit cocktail in it and stir that in. It's one of the most delicious desserts you'll ever eat.
So it's cottage cheese.
Cool Whip. You have to get the Cool Whip.
Cool Whip, and then whatever color.
Yeah, sugar-free Jell-O, just a regular-sized box of whatever flavor of sugar-free Jell-O you want. And you mix that all in a bowl. Don't make the Jell-O. A lot of people make the Jell-O. Don't do that. Just dump the powder in. Dump it all in a bowl. You don't need to measure anything. Stir it all around until the Jell-O dissolves. And then put it in the refrigerator for about an hour. And it's delicious. And like I say, if you don't have any diabetics, you can dump a can of fruit cocktail in there, stir that in, and that's also good.
Oh, okay. I'll try that.
Now try that. Now report back to me how it was. That's Scott's Cottage Cheese Delight.
Scott Cottage Cheese Delight.
You got it.
All right.
See, now I'll tell you, Scott's Cottage Cheese Kerfluffle.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Now, do you think Jimmy Crumb cooked?
Huh?
Do you think Jimmy Crumb made a party casserole?
Well, that's I go home, I make all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think Jimmy Crumb did. I don't know.
Well, they could, and like Charlie, he could have made that. You never know. He's like, you know, he could go to his, like, people when they die, they go to their grave, not what secrets or whatever.
Eh, you never know. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have a good day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I got to thank Jeannie Evers for giving me a copy of this book. This is great. You know, I'm having a lot of fun with it here, but this is great to have these people's recipes, you know, especially as we head into the big Thanksgiving holiday. But I'm telling you right now, Jimmy Crumb did not cook any party casserole. He wanted to be in this cookbook, So he put this recipe in here, but I will guarantee you his wife is the one who cooked this thing. But anyway, the reason I bring this cookbook up, and not only because Thanksgiving's around the corner, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to put together, I mean, we couldn't do one on this level, we couldn't do a huge one like this, and we're kind of on short notice here, but would you be interested if the radio station put out a cookbook that everybody here from the radio station put a recipe in or something like that? Would that be something you'd be interested in? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes.
This is Peggy Bouchot, and I have my mother here, Maxine Neff, and she is the whole reason Lady Justice was returned.
All right.
Would you like to talk with her?
I would love to. Thank you, Peggy.
Say hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, Maxine, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Maxine, could you tell us how it came about that you offered Charlie Evers $300 to get Lady Justice back? What made you do that?
Well, I came out of the show one night. I was pretty young. And it was missing up there, but I knew where she was. So I just kept her hid all these years. She's in our barn. But she was safe. Because the boys that took her didn't know I had her.
No, Mom, you didn't have her. You came out of Ohio Theater.
I did. I came out of Ohio. The boys took her, but I got a hold of her.
You knew where she was hiding.
And had her all these years in my barn.
Not your barn. Dick Carey. Dick Carey had her.
Yeah.
Are you all set?
Yeah, well, Maxine, what made you call and offer Charlie that money? Because you wanted to see her put back up?
Yes.
What did you make of all this hoopla when she returned? Did you like seeing her back up there?
Well, I knew where she was all this time. She was in my barn. She was safe.
Right.
I was just a kid when I did all this. So that's where she's been.
What?
Actually, Mom, it was... Remember, Dick Carey took her. Dick Carey took her, but you knew, and you offered the reward so Charlie would get on the radio and
tell about her. That's the way it went.
Well, Maxine, we all wanted to thank you for doing that because you were really the one who started the whole thing. If it hadn't been for you, we would not have Lady Justice back today, and you started the ball rolling, so I think all of Marion thanks you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. I knew where she was all the time because I saw him take her.
Now, Maxine, now you're
they were all prominent people now.
That's true. That's true. Well, Maxine, yes. Now you're 97 now. What's it like to be 97?
Just like it was when I was 27.
So aging is not too bad for you, huh?
No way.
Well, Maxine, what do you think the legacy of Lady Justice is? When you look up at the top of the courthouse, what do you think about when you see Lady Justice?
I put her up there.
That's right. If it wasn't
where she was all those years, then I wasn't going to tell when this crooks were in office.
Well, Maxine,
she would have taken the credit.
Yeah, well, Maxine, I am so glad that we got to speak with you, and I'm so glad you're doing well, and I hope you have a wonderful...
I am well, and I'm 97 now.
97. What are you doing for the holidays, Maxine?
Celebrating, like always.
Good. Beautiful. Well, Maxine, thank you for all that you did, and it's so good to talk with you.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Maxine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Maxine Neff, 97 years old, put Lady Justice back up on the courthouse. Now, there was the woman who offered Charlie Evers $300. Now, as the story goes, Maxine called the radio station and told Charlie that she would give $300 if anybody could find Lady Justice. And from that point on, it just kind of blossomed because Dick Carey then found out that Charlie was looking for her, and Dick met Charlie Dick said it the other day, but they met and Dick pulled Charlie aside and said, hey, I'll return it if we don't have any law enforcement involved, I guess is what I should say. But that's so good to hear from Maxine. 97 years old and still out there having a good time. She sounds very, very happy. So it's good to hear from Maxine Neff, 97 years old. And really a big part of this whole Lady Justice thing. And we're so glad that she wanted to see it returned and put back up on the courthouse. And yesterday it was put back up on the courthouse again for the second time. All right. 49 coming up on 50 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say in the last 10 minutes of the program today? Would love to hear from you. Now, again, what I was saying there right before Maxine called in was, would anybody be interested if we put together a little cookbook here at the station? I don't even know if people still cook, to be honest with you. Maybe everybody here at the station could put a little recipe in the cookbook, and maybe I could get a few other people to contribute. I know some other people who might contribute, and we could give that out, you know, as a holiday gift, or maybe a prize when we do giveaways during the holiday season. Would anybody be interested in a cookbook? Would anybody be interested in contributing a recipe to a cookbook? Because if somebody locally wanted to contribute a recipe, we could do that as well. They used to do that with the old Orbit cookbook. That basically was listeners giving recipes to the radio station, and they put together a cookbook, and I think two of those were put out. I have one of those. But if anybody'd be interested in that, let me know. 740-383-9944. Would you be interested in a station cookbook? All right. We're rolling through this here. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's a good idea.
Would you, now, are you going to cook if we put our recipes in there?
As a matter of fact, I think I would.
Now,
we're having a potluck today at work, and I have a cake sitting on the table right now being cut as we speak.
Oh, what kind of cake?
Pineapple walnut.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, what do you, wasn't it good to hear from Maxine there?
That was so heartwarming.
Yeah, it's nice. Maxine, 97, and she sounds like she's got a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. Now, do you believe Charlie made this punch?
Well, I wouldn't be so quick to say that he didn't. Charlie, he liked to cook. I remember he would always talk about that cucumber salad and making it. Yeah, he was so fond of that.
Listen, I know Charlie's family pretty well, and I think that's about all Charlie ever made was cucumber salad.
Well, you knew him better than the most of us, so...
Do you see Charlie Evers as the type of guy going, for decoration, add strawberries?
Well, maybe he... Okay, so like the cake I just told you about, that's not my recipe. Someone gave me that recipe, but if you make it enough times, it's kind of like your recipe. So maybe someone gave the recipe to Charlie, but he liked it, that he just made it so many times, it was kind of like Charlie's punch.
It could be. But I know darn well Jimmy Crumb did not make any party casserole.
I don't know nothing about Jimmy Crumb.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have been that type of guy, trust me. There isn't no
way. But what are you gonna sell your cookbooks? Because like we used to do that at Whirlpool. Everybody would put forth their best recipes, and they created a cookbook, and we sold them for $5 a piece for charity. What will you do with your cookbook?
You know, I don't really know yet. It was, you know, when Jeannie found this and gave this to me, I thought, boy, this is a really good idea, because I'm looking at people who are no longer with us, and their recipes are right here. And I think the same thing about the old Orbit cookbooks, that if we put something together now, cookbooks are something people keep. They might be, you know, around the house 50, 100 years from now. So, yeah, I'll have to... I don't know if they would be sold. I don't know if we would just give them out as prizes. I don't know. It probably would be dependent on how much they'd cost to produce.
Right. I always like the cookbooks, like what you're talking about, where everyone, it's not like a commercial cookbook, like you don't buy it out of the store, because some of those are a hit or miss with the quality of the recipes, but like the cookbooks that we came up with at Whirlpool, you know, when it has your name attached to it there underneath the title, you know you want that to be the very best recipe that you have in your arsenal. You know, recipes, for everyone's recipe was, I mean, you're hard-pressed to find a bad one.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know that somebody else has done it, and a lot of times you've either met or heard that person, so it kind of makes it special in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I agree.
Exciting.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 6 minutes left in the program today, 740-383-9944. It was really great, and as Sarah said there, heartwarming to hear from 97-year-old Maxine Neff, the lady who got the Lady Justice ball rolling all those many years ago. And would you like to see a cookbook here from the station? You know, this cookbook's very nice. Obviously, it's held up many, many years. And we could do it either way. We could do it like they did it here and just ask people from around the station to add a recipe to the cookbook. Or we could take some recipes from listeners out there as well and add that to the cookbook. That's what they used to do with the Orbit cookbooks. Would anybody be interested in it? If you are, it's something we might do. So let me know. Let me hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, here comes another call. Maybe something in regard to the cookbook. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just got in on the end of your conversation. I think it would be great to make a cookbook because my friends are all yelling for me to make a cookbook, and it's a lot of work because I was going to do it for the church, and we fizzled out on it. But I would be happy to contribute all my recipes.
Oh, perfect. Well, hey, you know, I'm going to talk to some people around here at the station, and maybe we'll have an answer by the end of the week.
Okay. Hey, catch you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. If we get listeners to contribute to this, and everybody here at the station contributes a recipe, and there are some other people I know I could contact who I'm sure would contribute a recipe, this might be a nice holiday thing for Marion. And this cookbook, as I said, holds up all these years later. There are a lot of people in this cookbook. Now, a lot of people who you probably would not remember because they have been off of television for quite a while, but there's a whole section here for entrees and desserts and things of that nature. Yeah, kind of interesting, but I just know darn well. Here's another phone call. We'll get into this as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. This is Bob, the pizza nerd.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, very good. I heard about your cookbook.
Yes.
And I would be happy to contribute my pizza stuffed turkey recipe for you.
Well, now, Bob, I was thinking about you actually the other night. Now, do we have any plans for the day before Thanksgiving or the day after with this turkey or tree topper or anything of that nature?
We can set something up.
Well, I'll tell you, if you have any, because I really think if we put, we really have no tree topper. We have a Santa hat. And if we have, like a pizza that we could put on top of the tree, that would be very unique.
We could do a pizza star.
Yeah, yeah, and it would say WWGH.
Absolutely.
Right.
Number one WWGH.
Exactly. And then, of course, we do want to try the what is it, the pizza in a turkey?
Pizza and a turkey.
Pizza. Well, send me, because we would probably want to do it Wednesday or Friday next week. So send me, it's coming up on us, send me what your availability is and we'll get something down.
Sure. Hey. Just real quick on the cookbook.
Yes.
I know you're running out of time. If you're looking to have it perfect down with the proper spine and everything, that's probably what you're looking at, the cookbook you're looking at, that takes some time to print and produce. But, you may not get it out by the holidays. And if you're looking at something maybe more with a staple binding and just an offset printing or Xerox printing, you'd probably get that out before, the holidays and be able to distribute it as you're suggesting.
Yeah, what I'm thinking we could possibly do is much like they do the programs at football games and things, we could probably produce one that way just to get one out by the holidays, and then we could add to it, and if it's really popular, do a really nice bound one in the new year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I've had some experience in it, so you could put together something with the before the holidays.
Now you're going to give us the pizza sauce recipe, Bob?
We can, yes.
Oh!
I'll dig that out of Eric's hand there and get it to you.
Well, there we go.
Put that in there as well.
Hey, perfect, Bob. Well, we'll talk soon, and we'll get something set up for next week.
All right, talk to you later.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. Bob the Pizza Man, who listens down apparently regularly in Columbus, Ohio. I really do appreciate that. And boy, that'll be a show next week. Glenn, you'll be here for the tough turkey stuffed pizza, or the pizza stuffed turkey, however you say it. And you're going to eat it.
I'll eat it.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Well, that'll be next Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. And then we're going to have the big tree topping ceremony. And I hear Santa Claus might be here the day after. I can't confirm that. He's a very busy guy this time of year. But I hear Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. You know, I'll talk to you. If you want to come in the day after, if you don't have any plans, because we're not going to be here Thanksgiving. If you want to come in that day and do the shift with me.
I'm not sure. I'll have to ask my wife.
We'll figure it out.
We'll probably be down in Worcester seeing my son. Or not Worcester.
Oh, you going out for the holidays this year?
Might.
We're going to talk about this cookbook and lots of other things with Glenn Coble when we come back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare flip the dial.
And Marianne Michaels. Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill.